Blog Talk Radio.
It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about the week that runs from February 18th through the 25th and all of the astrological impact that that's going to provide for each of us. And it's a pretty powerful week. So the main themes, the three main areas that I want to talk about, one is that we have the sun entering into Pisces in the wee hours on Friday the 19th, actually, you know, Pacific Coast late tonight if you're listening live on the 18th. And this kicks off a 30-day cycle for everybody. And this probably, to my mind, is the most significant part of this because it is part of what is coming up for us next month with the new moon solar eclipse. And it is one of the very rare periods in our entire lifetime, no matter when you were born, unless you're still here from the mid-1800s, when we are going to have potential to make some huge clearings and some huge forward motion level potential growth, I guess, when it comes to the Piscean themes. It's one of the biggest two of our lifetime that is happening during the next 30 days. And so we need to concentrate on what this means and when the key dates are, and I'm going to give you those. What I can tell you is having the sun in Pisces, you know, it's kind of that boundaryless sea. It's that strange, weird energy. So if you're feeling, you know, starting to feel it, which I have, or if it's just about to come upon you, you know, you can feel like you're behind the veil or underwater a little bit. And it rules things that are hidden. This can be things that we hide from ourselves or things that are hidden from us by other people. It rules things that we bury within ourselves. It rules past life connections. So people that are close to us, there may be some significant things going on in those past life relationships in this month ahead. It rules our karmic balance in the world with these people and situations going on, so we may be asked to rebalance something there, or something may happen that throws that into a new kind of balance. Pisces rules the veil between worlds, and so, you know, messages from our ancestors or seeing glimpses into, you know, maybe some ghosts and spirit activity. It rules our dream state, and so the message is coming through in dreams. It rules the signs that we get in our normal day-to-day life, you know, that song on the radio or sign or license plate number, things like that. It rules spirituality, so it rules our practices like meditation and yoga and prayer. It rules the magical side of life and our psychic and intuitive abilities, so you can see some kind of escalation in those areas in the month ahead. It rules healing and dealing with addictions and hospitals and other places of isolation or retreat like hospitals. So there may be a focus on that in your life in the next 30 days. It rules research and development. It rules all the muse-related themes like art and film and music and poetry and dance and sculpture. It rules romantic getaways and or clandestine romances. There's something kind of, you know, either isolating or secretive about the romance. It rules retreat from the world at large and rest and sleep and recuperation. So, you know, it's all of that kind of otherworldly, behind the scenes, magical, just artistic, spiritual, romantic healing energy that's going to be swirling around everybody out there. And it's going to be super powerful, just, you know, maybe, well, actually totally unlike the level that we've ever achieved thus far. And we're going to experience one of the two most heightened times of our life in this 30 days ahead when it comes to those matters. And so, you know, if I give you guys the key days, I think it's important if you are cognitive of like where you're going with any of this stuff, these will be days that stand out, days when you'll be showing up. When we think about the sun in these areas of the sky, it is about us getting more personally involved, getting more physically involved. We are there. It can be about our ego needs in the mix or our emotional, pushing us forward to achieve something. It can be about our identity and how this is impacting that, our name, our title. It can be something going on with our body, therefore, you know, getting into the yoga or at the hospital or in that romantic union with somebody, or, you know, you can see it having that a physical impact. And so, you know, these are days that where showing up or something that is impacting you on a personal level will stand out with these themes. And so starting tonight, if you guys are listening live, or Friday the 19th, we have the sun starting to take the tour through here. And the first day that it impacts with another planet is Sunday the 28th, when it comes to sit with Neptune. Extremely powerful day for all the things I just listed. The next day is going to be the following Sunday, March 6th. And on that day, there are two solar impacts. The sun is going to square Saturn, and it is going to sextile Pluto, both really powerful, intense outer planetary energies. And so you're showing up in some of these Piscean themes on Sunday the 6th with the test with Saturn playing out with, you know, is it time to get serious and ambitious and take the lead, and or is it time to deal with limits or endings or no's, or is there like an authority type in the mix, or what are your commitments to what's going on? So you'll be tested to look at that and get serious about it, and it'll play out through Sagittarius themes on that day on the 6th. So you're looking at, you know, legal matters or travel plans or educational pursuits or weddings or media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, religion, politics, you know, anything in that higher-minded arena. And this sextile to Pluto is an opportunity on that day to transform something, to reach a goal with an authority type like the parent, the boss, the mentor, the judge, whoever that person is, or to reach a goal involving, you know, something personal you're going for or something on the career front, something with your reputation. Pluto will be involved so you can make some powerful changes or go deeper or look at what's going on with the financial side of things or the intimate sexual side or the reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce themes. And this is, again, an open door to make those moves along those lines. The next aspect that the sun is going to make during its 30-day cycle in Pisces is on Tuesday the 8th, and it makes two on that day as well. So if you think about it, if there's seven alignments that it's going to make, two of them are on Sunday the 6th and two of them are on Tuesday the 8th, so four within a couple day periods of that, the 6th through the 8th, very powerful. So the two on Tuesday the 8th, the sun will sit opposite Jupiter in Virgo, and so this oppositions involve you and another person, and then the sun is going to be part of that new moon solar eclipse in Pisces on the 8th. So we have a major eclipse in the sign that the sun is active, and we're also having the sun opposing Jupiter. So, you know, huge new beginnings are built upon things that you're eclipsing out around the 8th, and you can give yourself a five-day leeway before and after that. And again, we're thinking of all the things I just listed at the top of the show. And, you know, if you need to eclipse out something that's blocking you, if you need to eclipse out a bad habit, if there's a situation you need to put behind you or a relationship or whatever that is, or a way of thinking about something, you know, so that you can move forward into this major new direction, this is the time that you're going to see that happening, and you'll be showing up one-on-one with somebody else. And this is something big going on in the Jupiter arena of work or health or paperwork or hired help or something going on with coworkers or the animals in your life or your organizing and cleanup projects going on. So the Tuesday the 8th is really big. And then the last two combinations that the sun is going to make are Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th of March. So you'll be showing up on those days. The 11th is the sun sitting on the same degree with Chiron. And Chiron is the wounded healer. So you're showing up and dealing with some kind of vulnerability or some a wounding situation or working on the healing potential of that day. And it's very powerful. And then on Saturday the 12th, the sun is going to sit with the karmic south node. And that is a day of release and letting go of situations if they're meant to move on. Or it is an open door to past life momentum. So there may be somebody stepping through that that you've known before, and or you start something on that day that leads you to that person. It is, again, those 2 days, very powerful. So I want to bring it to your attention, all of the potential of this energy. A lot of times when we're talking about Pisces, it is hard to feel like you're in control of things that go on in Pisces, mainly because you're not at a lot of levels. It is that kind of hand of fate, destiny, kind of, you know, whatever is meant to be is going to happen kind of arena, because there is something way bigger at play there. But if you can be aware that there is a lot of power behind your rest and recuperation and your dream state and the signs that you're getting and you're pursuing your spiritual practices and taking your artistic talents and projects very seriously during this time and moving forward on those and what's going on in your romantic life or with hospitals or research, this is just the chart's powerful energy, and it starts within the next few hours for you guys listening live, Friday the 19th for everybody else. All right, so that's one area. And the next area is that in this week ahead, we have a full moon happening opposite all that Pisces energy. We have a full moon in Virgo on Monday the 22nd. And so full moons bring something to a big climax for us. So if you look back over the past year, you may have been working towards something and you finally see it, you know, wrapping up or coming through, or you're celebrating where you've got, or you can finally end that chapter. Or you may have been in a dry spell and you're finally bringing that to a close at this full moon. Something is peaking in some kind of way. And so when we're talking about Virgo, we're seeing some big peaks on the work front. So, you know, you can be celebrating landing that job or getting that promotion or whatever project you've been working on finally wrapping up. Or if you've been in a dry spell and out of work, you can kind of mark that line in the sand and now you're into the next chapter. And it also rules our coworkers, so there might be something big coming to a head with them, or maybe a coworker is exiting, they're moving across the country or something, and you're having a little going away party for them to celebrate them. It can be anything with people that you've hired, so this can be in your work life. It also can be at any platform that you're dealing with in life, so there can be some kind of big event going on with them. It rules your health, so getting away from the work situation, this may be about a big health moment, finally breaking through, you reach your goal that you've been going for, or you end an illness that's been going on, or you turn the corner, you know, with whatever the health thing is. It also rules animals in our life, so we have that big climactic, oh, this is finally, you know, wrapping up, coming through, whatever that is. It rules paperwork, so if you've been trying to get that off your desk or you've been waiting for that to come through, you may hear news about that. And so we have this big, you know, moment that we want to try to work towards with this full moon on the 22nd. And then the third topic, which is going to seem a lot lighter after all of that, is that in the evening of Wednesday the 24th or any time in the day of Thursday the 25th, so we're kind of in the build-up stage on Wednesday the 24th, and then it's perfecting on Thursday the 25th, we have this really nice Mercury-Saturn alignment, which means these are days with good talks or meetings. The door is open for information to come your way that is, you know, solid information. You can sign agreements, you can make sales, you can write, you can interview, you know, anything that is communication oriented has a really strong link to Saturn on these days in a very favorable alignment. It can also be days when things can go, you know, well, the door is kind of open for what you're doing with vehicles or electronics or brothers, sisters, neighbors, short trips, local activities. And, you know, Mercury is in the 11th house, so you want to set your aspirations to what you want to communicate or decide on those days. It can also involve social structures, so it can be something that you're, you know, involved with a friend or a group or the internet or through charities or gatherings, the social networking and that kind of thing. And then again, Saturn in Sagittarius is linking it to that solid long-term commitment or positive dealings with authority types or an ending that is favorable for you and playing out through Sagittarius themes. So through legal matters or travel plans or with people at a distance, anything involving media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, education, religion, politics, weddings, that kind of thing. So what a mouthful. So when we start to look at the signs, Aries, you know, straight up, this is your karmic, imaginative, past life, spiritual, meditative, romantic, artistic, healing, research arena that you're physically and personally diving into. So some of you Aries may feel like starting on Friday the 19th to start to pull back and spend some time resting and recuperating and figuring out where, what you want to do in the year ahead. Some of you guys might really get involved in that film or music or artistic project, and this is a great time to do so. Some of you guys might fall into a romance that takes up a lot of your time and get some opportunity to take that getaway. Some of you guys might get really serious about your spirituality and get into the meditation class, and or maybe your psychic abilities will take off or you'll have a magical interest during this time. It can definitely be a profound time of dreams and signs for the Aries. Anything that you need to do with healing in hospitals can take up a lot of energy for you during this month ahead and be a good time to take care of physical needs or get physically involved yourself by showing up in those areas for somebody else. And that's pretty much it for you guys. And those dates that stand out, the 28th, the 6th, the 8th, the 11th, and the 12th, these are really important days where, you know, forward potential and changes of the guard and, you know, moving into this next level of life with some of this stuff is definitely slated for you guys. So pick and choose what it is that you'd like to get involved with in those areas and make it count for you guys. The full moon on Monday the 22nd, definitely a big moment for the Aries with their job situation. So you might get some recognition or, you know, there's something fun or big going on at work for you at that time. There could be the promotion. You guys could have a project you've been working on finally wrap up and underway. There could be some kind of big thing going on with coworkers. If you've been out of work, you know, it's kind of ending that time frame that you've been out of work and letting you know that it's time to, you know, some doors will start to open after this. It can be a big deal with your health. Again, you can be ending an illness or a situation that's been an ongoing thing for you and finally reach some goals you've set with your health. You might have some interest in the health industry that you're reaching at this time. There can be paperwork you're signing or that you're hearing about finally coming through. There can be something going on with your pets or your environmental interests. You could have a big cleaning or organizing project coming to a climax at that time. So if you want to work towards any of those things in the next few days, this is kind of the direction that's going. And then the really good, you know, Mercury communication energy on Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th, 25th, favors, you know, talks and meetings that are going to go on for Aries with their friends or getting together in group activities or what you're doing online with astrology, with charities, with social networking and gatherings. And anything Aries are doing that might involve their aspirations as well. So you may be hearing from these people in situations, or you may be in talks or meetings or sales or agreements in these areas, and it links very favorably to something solid that you're doing with someone at a distance or through travel, through legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political arenas. So, yeah, step up to the plate on those 2 days. Do pick up your phone. Do answer your emails. Do say yes to invitations because those days look positive. For Taurus, all of this, you know, Piscean energy that is opening up in this next month, hugely transformative for you guys. In the hidden, buried past life and karmic arena, in through your dreams and signs and spirituality and psychic abilities and magical interests through healing in hospitals and research and development and anything artistic and muse-related, anything in your romantic life and anything around retreats and recuperation, just like it is going to be for everybody. But for Taurus, you know, a lot of this is aimed at some of your friendships. So there may be, you know, some people that you've been in karmic loops with, rebalancing things so far in this life, and that you may come to an end with that. You may have paid off the karmic debt or them to you, and then you turn a corner with that. There may be a past life friend showing up during this time that you've never met before. It can be about, you know, this next level in your artistic development or your spiritual development and how you, where that's going within a group dynamic that you're involved with. It can have to do with what's going on online for you guys. And so if there is some way to take that to the next level with promoting your artistry or your research and development and following through online, anything with your, you know, looking up things you want to do romantically or with retreats or your spiritual awareness online, you know, so friends, groups, the internet, these are big places that are in development over this month ahead and going to get that big boost from the solar eclipse. And, you know, it may also tie in with your personal aspirations and a time in your life where you're ready to take those to the next level. It may have to do with a gathering that you attend during this time. It could have to do, it could tie in with astrology and or charities. These are ruled by the 11th house, so there may be something that you're ready to take to the next level in those areas. So again, the key dates where you're going to be showing up and getting involved in these arenas, the 28th, the 6th, the 8th, the 11th, the 12th, coming up in this next 30-day cycle, those are the biggest days, those standout days. And then when we look at this new moon energy that starts on Monday the 22nd, for Taurus, this is giving you, sorry, new moon, oh my God, full moon, full moon, full moon. When we look at this full moon on the 22nd, I just have too much information in my head right now. I'm blaming it on Pisces. It is bringing something to a big climax in your love life. So you could be celebrating, you know, things with your lover, or you could be wrapping up or ending a love affair, or something you've been working on with that lover, some kind of project that you've had in the works is finally hitting its peak, and you can say, yay, we accomplished that. This is the area of children. So there might be some kind of big celebration or ending with a project or, you know, health situation that's been going on with the kids. Or if you've been trying to get paperwork signed for the kids, this is the area that rules your creative projects. And so there can be the big achievement as you land that creative job or you finally wrap up the creative process you've been involved in. Again, there can be work tied into that or paperwork or people you're working with or coworkers involved with that. So something climaxing in that creative side of life. And then also this is the recreational part of the chart for you guys. So some of you guys might just be really having a big recreational time or maybe you're ending some form of recreation you've been involved in the past. So love, kids, creativity, and recreation, something peaking in those areas on the 22nd. And then this really positive communication energy Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th and 25th. For Taurus, it's in the career midheaven. So, you know, if you need to schedule meetings or pitch ideas or sign contracts or make sales or, you know, just meet with somebody or talk with them, or if you're waiting on news from them about your career, Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th and 5th, are power days there for you. This is also about personal goals, so if it's not career-related and you need to make a decision or have a talk or hear from somebody about a personal goal, those days are favored. And then this is also the area of authority figures for Taurus, so there may be, you know, hearing or making a decision about or talking or meeting with the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, whoever that higher up person is. And all of this, personal goals, career, and authority types, is linking favorably through these communication trends to something solidifying in the big financial arena or over divorce themes or your sex life or reproductive needs, mortality issues, or third-party situations. So those days are definitely days to target. For Gemini, all of this Piscean energy of what's hidden, what's past life, what's karmic, that veil between worlds and dreams and signs, your spirituality and meditation and yoga, your psychic abilities and interests in magical life, healing in hospitals and addictions, research and development, art, film, poetry, dance, muse-related, you know, music, anything in that area, romantic getaways or clandestine romances, retreat, rest, sleep, recuperation, all of this for Gemini is going to play out in three arenas for you guys in the month ahead. And a real big impact here. You want to either, one, set goals, major goals that you have and you go after now because you can reach a level that you have not been able to reach up to this point in your life. So look at those themes. Is there some goal you would like to pursue here? This is the time to do it. Two, is there something on your career front that you want to take forward here in that artistic level or spiritual practice or, you know, whatever, healing of hospital arena, research. And three, is there something dealing with an authority type, your boss, your parent, the judge, the mentor, whoever that higher up person is? There can be some kind of karmic, turning point with them from where you've been to where this is going. There can be, something big going on with the research and development or the healing in hospitals or the veil between worlds or the spirituality or, you know, the artistry playing out here. So, you know, think about where you are and what's going to be going on in this month ahead for with your goals, your career, and these authority types. And realize you are going to be in the mix more, showing up. It's time to show up. Put yourself in the seat. Make it about your needs. Take the lead here. And days that really stand out are Sunday the 28th, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday the 11th, and Saturday the 12th of March. And we are going to have solar eclipse energy happening in those areas. So big time to eclipse out what is behind you now and to move towards that next level, future growth for you in those areas. The full moon that is happening on February 22nd, on Monday, coming up. For Gemini, this is about finally reaching that goal or wrapping things up or celebrating and achieving something in the homes or something with the renovation or the move or the real estate deal. So you might be, you know, finally signing those papers to buy or sell real estate or, you know, finally the renovation is over with or you finally have been able to lock down the contractor who's going to work on that renovation or, you know, you have a party in your home or there's, you know, some kind of big thing going on there. Maybe you're finally making the decision to move. Or it can be focused on the people associated with this root part of the chart. So there could be some big thing going on with your family or with a parent or with roommates. And so, again, climactic moments that you're kind of building towards over these days ahead where you're bringing something through, wrapping something up, and celebrating or marking endings in those areas. And then the good communication energy that is open for everybody next Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th and 5th, of February for Gemini, this is definitely opening up channels to hear news that you've been waiting on or to get in those talks or meetings or make decisions that are focused on legal matters, travel plans, people with people at a distance, anything with import-export, anything with educational pursuits, either taking the class or teaching a class, anything involving media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, politics. It's all the higher-minded arena for Gemini. So you want to open up and get involved in that. And all of this links very solidly in a favorable way for you with a key individual. So that partner in romance or business, or that client, or a lot of clients, or that specialist or agent or attorney, or dealing with the opponent in the situation. So, you know, again, communicate and make choices. For Cancer, all of this Piscean energy for you guys is playing out in this month ahead as the sun starts to pour its light into this area and everything is amplified at a level that you've never experienced before in the higher-minded arena for Cancer. So it is about you guys getting in there and showing up physically or making it a personal thing for yourself, putting your name to it, your identity, your brand, or physically being there when it comes to the legal situation, when it comes to the educational pursuits, when it comes to the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, when it comes to travel plans or foreign interests or people at a distance or import-export. When it comes to your wedding plans or your religious beliefs or your politics. And so in all of that, it's the same thing. We're looking at the Piscean field here. What is karmic and what's turning the corner karmically for you here? Is there a past life corridor here being activated with a past life soul showing up now here? Is there something hidden or buried that it's time to deal with? Is there something amplified in the veil between worlds and your ghosts and ancestors or your dreams and the signs it's bringing? Is there something in the spiritual realm that you're meant to broadcast or publish or teach or learn or travel about? You know, is it meditation or yoga or magic or psychic abilities? Is there something legal or, you know, travel or in some way in that ninth house associated with healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals? Is there something in the research and development that you need to do when it comes to the legal, educational, media side of things? Is there something about your artistic talents and projects that it is now time to take to that next level through getting those, you know, getting incorporated or signing legal agreements or traveling or making it global or broadcasting or publishing it or teaching it, whatever? Is there something in your romantic life, you know, tied in with the travel or the wedding or something down one of those lines? Or is it a time to really pull back and rest and recuperate and look at where you want to go in those ninth house, higher-minded arenas? And the days that are going to stand out, Sunday the 28th, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday the 11th, and Saturday the 12th of March. And so you're turning corners in legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, religious, political arenas, and it's time to take the steps towards that. This full moon on the 22nd, on February 22nd, is on Monday, and for Cancer, this is about your communication arena. So something is coming to a climax here with a big decision or offer or agreement or sale, or something with writing and interviews and auditions, something with talks and meetings. It can also be some kind of big peak going on kind of in the more material realm of what's happening with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities. So you want to kind of work towards either having that, you know, big talk or decision or finishing up that writing project or signing that agreement and making that sale or what the big thing is with one of those mundane topics. And then the communication that is so favorable Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th, for Cancer, this is saying these are really good days to make decisions or get into those talks and meetings about the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, settlements, alimony, child support, whatever the big financial theme is that you're working with, these days are favored. And it links to Saturn through, hey, you guys can kind of cement the paperwork here or deal with the hired person that's involved, or if this ties in with your work situation or the health need or the pets, you know, that these days are stand out for financial news or decisions or talks or agreements. And then there's also a personal side for this for Cancer outside the financial realm. These can also be a couple days where talks and meetings that are more of the intimate sexual nature or about your reproductive health or about mortality issues and maybe in the insurance policies with that or anything going on with divorce. These are favorable days to kind of solidify something there. All right, for Leo, Piscean energy, Pisces, hidden, buried, past life, karmic doorways, the veil between worlds and your dreams and signs, your spirituality, your spiritual practices, your magical and psychic abilities, healing, addictions, hospitals, research and development, your artistic muse-related pursuits, your romantic getaways and clandestine romances, and your retreat and rest and sleep and recuperation. All is going to be focused on that eighth house of big finances, your sex life, your divorce, or mortality issues, reproductive issues, or the third-party scenarios. So in the 30 days ahead, this stuff is going to go to a level that you've not been able to achieve before. You're going to be showing up. So you want to show up for what do you need to do about the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the commissions, the royalties, the child support, the partner's money, you know, whatever. I'm sure I left some out. Whatever the financial topic is. You know, is there something you need to show up and really generate this financial flow for that artistic project? Or do you want to pour some money into a spiritual practice or into the romantic getaway or into, you know, what's going on with your healing or hospital situation? Is there a karmic corner that you've been paying and sharing finances with a certain situation and you've turned a corner with that and so you're ready to make a move about that? So you really want to look at what's going on in all financial realms and really show up in these next 30 days. Then, again, if this is on more of a personal level, if you are facing divorce, then you know this is a karmic break in the cycle with that person that you were with. You've managed to, whatever you were meant to work out with them on a karmic level from any past life situations, you're now moving into the next chapter, so be karmically balanced with this person. Look at, you know, the romantic direction your life will be going now from this divorce. Get into your spiritual meditation and yoga and strengthen yourself. Rest and recuperate. Take care of yourself going through any divorce issues. And then also in the sex life or reproductive life, you know, it can be a very mystical, magical, romantic time, or you may be ready to introduce that back into your life. And so the things you'll do in this month ahead will kind of lead you down into it or down the road towards it. And it's important to, you know, keep that in your mind. So the standout days when you really do want to be present, Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday the 11th, and Saturday the 12th of March. These days are important turning points in what all this is about for you guys. And when we look at this full moon on February 22nd and this week ahead on Monday the 22nd, this is bringing some kind of climactic high point for Leos with their income, with their purchases, or with their possessions. So either you're finally, you know, emptying out the storage unit or the garage or the basement or the attic of your stuff, or you're finally selling a bunch of your possessions you've listed on eBay or Etsy or something. There's some big thing going on with those possessions, or there's a big purchase that's finally coming through, or you're finally, you know, you've reached that level you were trying to achieve with your income, or you're closing a chapter that's been a dry spell with your income. So big endings, big achievements, big celebrations around those three topics. And so work towards that if there's still something to do in the next few days. And then the really positive communication energy that's going on Wednesday the 24th and 5th. For Leo, this focuses real strongly on key relationships. So you do want to set up your meetings and talks and pitches and interviews and auditions and sales, you know, potential things going on and agreements that you want to sign and be open in your communications with partners and agents and attorneys and clients and specialists and even dealing with the competition on Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th and 5th. And all of this links very solidly to opportunities in your creative life, so any creative projects you have going on, or anything that you're trying to solidify with children or with your love life or lover or with recreational pursuits that are in the mix. All right, for Virgo. You know, Virgos, I feel, you know, the Pisces and Virgos are going to be probably impacted the strongest in this 30 days ahead, although everybody, I feel, is going to have a pretty strong experience. And so, you know, if you know some Virgos and Pisces, give them extra hugs. It might be fantastic what's going to happen, but it's definitely going to be powerful, so they're going to be feeling it. So the Virgos, you know, in this month ahead, all of this solar energy pouring in is pouring into this relationship zone for you guys. So, you know, we're looking at what is ready to be taken to that next level for you guys with Piscean themes of what's been hidden or buried or past life or karmic, what's been going on in the veil between worlds and your ancestral or ghostly experiences or through dreams and signs, what's been going on spiritually through your meditation or yoga or magical or ability or experiences or psychic impressions, what is going on with hospitals and healing and addictions, what's going on with research and development with your art, your film, your music, your poetry, your muse-related themes, or what's going on in your romantic life, or what's going, you know, or what's going on with retreat and sleep and recuperation. So for Virgo, all of those Piscean themes are playing out with key relationships. So you might be dealing with a specialist over this next 30 days that's going to help you, you know, reach that next level in your meditation or yoga, or stop the addiction or bad habit, or heal you, or take care of you in a hospital, or you know, maybe a specialist that will help you in your artistic pursuits, or with your romantic life, or with anything that you have hidden or buried or that you need to kind of dig up and deal with. So one-on-one with these people, really important. With clients, you can really target expanding your world, showing up and making, taking things into that next level of your life with what you're doing with clients in artistic or spiritual or romantic or healing or research arenas. This can be about partnerships. This can be about a romantic partner, and really this month ahead and the time that you take romantically with that person, developing that to the next level. It can be a karmic past life turning point with a romantic person, so that someone already in your life and turning that next corner, or somebody from the past life entering back in. It can be about business partners for Virgos and time to really partner up with somebody to take that artistic talent or project to the next level, or partner with them, you know, in your spiritual side of life or in your research and development, or, you know, healing in hospital arenas. It can be about, who am I leaving out, dealing with opponents or competitors during this time and really turning a corner if you've been locked into a karmic past life, trying to balance something out with somebody that's opposing you, then this month ahead is you showing up and turning the corner with that. Or if it's just about the way you have dealt with being confrontational with people or dealing with confrontations with people like that, you can kind of unbury some things that may have been tripping you up and figure out how better to deal with them. Agents and attorneys and other kind of representatives, you might be getting in there and maybe you sit down with somebody who can help you, you know, with the hospital matter or help you get your legal side of your artistic project taken care of, or, you know, whatever. So these key one-on-one relationships are really vital for Virgo in this month ahead. Days that really stand out. It's all, the whole month ahead is important, but days that super stand out: Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday and Saturday the 11th and 12th of March. So expect to be in there with some of these key people on those days. This full moon in the week ahead is in your sign, Virgo. So like I said, Virgo, really big energy for them. So something is coming to a climactic high point with you guys by Monday the 22nd. And so this is, you know, either you're bringing something to a close and ending a cycle that's been going on, could have been, you know, finally something coming to an end that's been going on in your body or with your image or brand or name or title or this personal goal you've been going after, or something finally coming through. You're celebrating, you're achieving something, some notoriety around yourself, some awards or recognition for you and what you've been doing. But it's kind of like a big peak and a turning point for you. So you're wrapping things up and you're noting what you've achieved and ending anything that's been ongoing that you're ready to move past and then ready to go into that next chapter. When I talk about the really good communication energy in this week ahead on Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th, for Virgo, it's about your job opportunities, so you could be interviewing for new work or having that talk or pitching that idea, signing agreements or making sales on the job, you know, writing something up for the job, anything communication-oriented. It can also be about paperwork you're taking care of, if you've been waiting to hear about that, or if you need to sit down and meet with somebody or sign some things, really good days to do so. It can be about a person you're hiring. So if you need to interview people on those days or you need to, you know, sit down and have a talk or you've been waiting for information from them, these days are really favored. Also, outside of the work arena for Virgo, this can be about health. So if you've been waiting to hear some news or get that meeting or sign the agreements or, you know, talk about something, make a decision, then, you know, information is flowing in your favor about health topics on that day. And also anything involving pets or organizing your situation are favored as well. And all of this links really solidly into what's going on in the home or with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates. So there's some kind of solid support system locked into that. So for example, if you were trying to, you know, sign paperwork to sell the home or, you know, do a job at the house or through the renovation or for the parent, you know, any combination between that, these are really favored days. All right, for Libra, I need to take a sip of my soda. And we'll jump right into you. Hold on a second. Only thing I miss about the old days with CBS, I got breaks. I could take my drink of my soda or my tea during the breaks. All right, for Libra. Okay, we're pouring into this Piscean energy in this month ahead. It starts on Friday the 19th. Really important that you're showing up for all Piscean themes to take this to the next level when it comes to past life or karmic situations that have been going on, to dig up anything that's been hidden or buried and uncover that, to look at the veil between worlds or what's coming through dreams and signs, what's going on in your spirituality and with your practices like meditation and yoga, if there's any magical or psychic interest, if there's things to focus on in healing in hospitals and with addictions, if there's some research or development you need to work on or anything in the art, film, music, poetry side of life or your muse-related themes, or if there's something in the romantic life or something with retreat and sleep and recuperation and regeneration. So those Piscean themes are really important. And for Libra, they're going to be saying, this is all going to be helping you show up and further things when it comes to your work situation. So, you know, if that means you showing up and pushing your work forward in the artistic realm with the film, the music, the dance, the poetry, whatever, the painting, if it has to do with work you're doing in the spiritual side of life with meditation and yoga, psychic magic abilities, if there's work tied in with hospitals or healing or research and development, or even if you're working on a romantic novel or some kind of romance industry thing, all of this, it's time now for you to get in there physically and do what you can do. You are kind of going to be eclipsing some stuff out and moving into a big new level through the steps you take in these weeks ahead and starting on Friday the 19th. So this may involve people that are going to come into the scene that are coworkers and really getting busy working one-on-one with people. It may be about some people that you're going to hire that can help further this. And so work is a huge, one of the huge arenas for Libra. The second huge arena, health. And so again, it is time to turn a corner with your health. If that means this is the time where you really need to get your behind into a meditation class or yoga class, or really get in and focus on healing your body, or getting into a hospital and having a procedure done, or stopping a bad habit or addiction, whatever is health related, maybe you need to take a retreat and rest and really catch up on your sleep and recharge your batteries. You know, so think of those Piscean themes and how you can benefit your health in these weeks ahead. Really powerful transformational time for that. And can take you down the road quite a ways by what you choose to start doing now. Anything having to do with animals. And so again, you know, there can be, you know, some kind of spiritual connection to an animal that's going to go to a next level. There can be some healing energy around that, or maybe you're in a hospital with the animal during this time frame. There can be, you know, taking your animal with you on the projects you're working on, or just piling up in the bed and sleeping a lot and spending more time with them during this month ahead. So there may be something going on with animals. Or if you need to research some things to help your animals in some way, really favored with that. And there can be paperwork themes going on for Libra in this month ahead that you need to get in and get some paperwork signed. And again, it can be paperwork you're doing for insurance for the hospital, or for your art, film, music project, or paperwork you're signing for that romantic getaway, or whatever, you know, whatever Piscean theme it is. So these are your key areas, and you really want to focus on what you can show up and do about it. And key days, again, Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday and Saturday the 11th and 12th of March. But the whole month ahead is important for this. This full moon on the 22nd for Libra, bringing a real climactic high point for you guys in those Piscean themes. So something is finally coming through or ending and wrapping up with the, you know, the healing or hospital matter, the research or development, the film, art, music, poetry, dance, sculpture, muse-related theme, the romantic getaway or clandestine romance, the you know, yoga, meditation, spiritual practice, rest, recuperation, any of those Piscean themes. So you want to kind of work towards what you'd like to see achieved, come through, celebrated, or wrapped up in these days leading up to it. And then the really powerful, positive communication energy for Libra on Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th of February. These are opening up channels to get into those meetings or have those talks or hear that news or offer, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, make decisions that are focused on creative projects. So this should, you know, link solidly to some kind of long-term situation for you or some kind of structure around it. Or maybe you can reach that authority type that can help you on those couple days. Or good days to send out that, you know, that resume or information about the creative venture. It can also favor your love life or what's going on with your lover. So you might have a really, you know, profound, well, I wouldn't even say profound, but just kind of like serious long-term talk about what's going on in your love life. Maybe there's a proposal on the horizon. Or if you're feeling like you're over it, you might be talking about being ready to get out of that romance. Or you might meet somebody new who is a romantically viable long-term for you. This would be somebody out locally in your neighborhood or nearby short trip kind of thing. So lovers and love is favored on those days. Talks about whatever's going on with the kids is favored. And so is anything involving recreation. So if you need to get in there and meet with somebody over, you know, a children's project or your own kids, or if you need to make a choice about what you're going to do recreational, all those things are favored Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th and 25th. All right, for Scorpio. Scorpio, you know, wow, Piscean energy for you guys is amplifying in these 30 days ahead to a level that has not happened up to this point so far. And, you know, it's just as with everybody, the Piscean themes are what you're going to be working with. So you need to think about, is this, can this be a turning point for you with things that you've hidden from yourself or things that are buried deep within you or that have past life connotations or karmic rebalancing to them? Is there something that you can address that is about that veil between worlds and your ancestors or the ghostly things going on or through dreams and signs that are happening about it? Is there something through your spirituality, your meditation, yoga, your magical or psychic interests? Is there something in the healing or addiction or hospital arena tied in here? Is there something through research or development that you can amplify on? Is there something tied in with the muse through art, painting, film, dance, music, poetry? Is there something in focused in around romantic getaways or clandestine romance? Or is there something about retreat and rest and recuperation tied into your themes? So think about those Piscean topics, and you're going to apply them to four areas in the 30 days ahead. And this is definitely a very powerful next-level chapter in your life that wants to take place. So think about those themes and apply it, A, to any creative projects or talents that you might have. Is this time to take that creativity into, you know, the film or music or art, you know, field? Is it time to take that creativity? Do I need to research some more things that could, you know, take that to the next level? Or do I want to apply some, you know, meditation or magic to the creative side of things? So creative projects, one. Two, your love life or lovers. Have you been hiding some things from yourself about what's been going on? Or is there a past life or karmic corner to turn with a love situation? Is there a spiritual side to your love life that you need to develop more? Or is it time now to focus on romantic getaways or clandestine romance and where that's going? Or is there something in your artistic life or the addictions or healing or side of things that ties in with your lover or love life? And where do you want to take this? Can you meditate on this and make some choices about what you really want to do to take that love life to the next level? Three, I think I started out with A, so A, B, C, or 1, 2, 3. I don't know. But the third topic is children. So we see in this month ahead some turning points in that past life or karmic connection with kids in your life and entering into the next chapter of that with them, or some signs or dreams that you get about kids, or where the spiritual or artistic connection is and the next level that's going to be going on with kids in that arena, or if your child is in the hospital and or healing, and where you can kind of take that to the next level. And the fourth topic is your recreational life. And again, you know, is there something missing there? Is there something that you need to kind of add in just for fun, out from under the stress of a lot of other things? And what can you do down that road? So it is a time for you guys to show up. You will be eclipsing out some things and really moving into a huge new level over the 30 days ahead in these areas. And the more you pay attention to the Piscean thread around that and really focus on what you would like to show up and start to take into that next level, the better this period is going to kind of set you up for this to grow in this year and the years ahead. And so the major days in the next 30 days that stand out are Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday and Saturday the 11th and 12th of March. Really important days to keep your spiritual base and your healing base and your romantic ideals and your artistic direction together around those themes and motivate to move forward. This full moon on the 22nd of February on Monday, in this week ahead, is a huge climactic point for the Scorpios. If you look back of where you've come so far this year, you've finally reached, you know, the highest point that you're going to reach, or you are finally celebrating and achieving something there, or you're at, you know, at that end and wrapping a project up involving your friends, your group affiliations, what's going on the internet with astrology, with charities, with social networking or gatherings. And so some kind of big social thing may be peaking by Monday. And then this area is also about your personal aspirations, your freedom, your original projects. So again, kind of a big epic high point as you note how far you've come, what you're wrapping up, or celebrate that achievement. And then the positive, communication days, days to get together and have those talks or meetings or make decisions or hear the offer or news, sign agreements, make sales, is focused on the home for Scorpio. So you might be buying or selling real estate or having a, people in the home or making a choice about a move or a renovation or a real estate deal. It can also focus on family, parents, or roommates. So there might be an important talk to have or news or decision to make involving them. And anything, home or family, anything in that axis is linked very favorably to income opportunities, what you're doing with possessions or purchases for Scorpio. So time to solidify something, ask for it, sign it, sell it, talk about it, meet about it. Those days are favored. For Sagittarius, all of this Piscean energy in this month ahead for you guys, this is really a time for you guys to show up and really start to take things to that next level about those home base core root parts of your life. And so this is about what's going to be going on with you in your home, about your home, with real estate deals, with moves or renovations, with your family, your parents, your roommates, and how you feel about your being nurtured and how you feel about your security needs. And so look at Piscean themes here. Is it time to do some more research and development and show up and get that done in this month ahead? Is it time to retreat and hide out in the home and sleep and regenerate? Is there some kind of past life or karmic turning point with a family member, roommate, or home real estate situation to tackle? Is there something that you really need to further in your spiritual practices in the home or with the family? Or is there something in your artistic world, your music, your film, your poetry, your dance, your painting, that you really want to amplify in those areas? Or is there time? Do you need time to reconnect romantically in the home, or something going on with a move that would enhance that romantic life some way? And so, Sag, this is the month to show up and focus on being part of that story. And you want to kind of take the lead in that. And the days in the 30 days ahead that really, this starts as soon as Friday the 19th. And you're going to have 30 days of this. But the days that are the biggest days, Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday and Saturday the 11th and 12th of March. So those are, a big important time to really move on those topics. And when we look in this week ahead at the full moon on Monday the 22nd of February, Sag, this is a big climax for you guys, with a personal goal finally being reached or wrapped up, with a big career momentum thing happening where you could be celebrating or getting some kind of award or notoriety or moving up the, career ladder, or you could be deciding to wrap up a project there or end a career direction that you've been involved in, so some kind of peak on the career front. Or this is about an authority type in your life, a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, somebody in that higher up arena. And again, something big that's happening with them finally coming through, wrapping up, that peak moment with that. So you want to kind of work towards what you're trying to achieve or wrap up in those areas over the next few days leading up to Monday the 22nd. When I talk about the positive alignment with communication for Sat, and that happens on Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th of this next week ahead in February. Sag, this is in your communication zone and linking into your sign. So out of everybody out there, you guys have one of the strongest potentials here to really, get into the right interview or audition, to sign the right agreement or make the sale, to pitch the idea, have the perfect talk or meeting, or hear the news that is going to affect you positively long term. Regardless of what you hear, this is definitely in a favorable long-term alignment to you. And so you do want to get into those, talks, meetings, pick up the phone, send the email, respond, get in there and communicate. And also for Sag, this may be a couple days where something solid can come into alignment for you with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, or if you're trying to do anything with electronics or vehicles or short trips or local activities, again, showing up and communicating and making choices, sales, signing agreements, meeting, talk, all of this is favored. All right, for Capricorn. In this 30-day cycle ahead that starts on Friday the 19th, tomorrow for you guys listening live, and the 19th for anybody else who isn't, for Capricorn, major, major new level that is opening up in your life through you showing up about big choices that you're now ready to make. This is the communication arena for Capricorn. So for you guys showing up and really having some very, very significant important talks and meetings in this month ahead, hearing some news or proposals or offers in this month ahead, getting into interviews or auditions, making sales or making choices about sales, signing agreements, pitching, ideas, interviewing, auditioning, all of this, any communication realm theme, this is what it's about for Capricorn. And you want to look at, well, besides communications, let me cover all of it first before I go through the Piscean themes again. But for Capricorn, anything communication, making decisions, making choices, major life-impacting choices in this month ahead. Also, in the mundane realm of this, there can be some big turning points with Capricorns with a brother or sister that's going to impact your life, or with a neighbor or a move or your local community activities or short trips that are involved. Or you can be making some really big choices about transportation, vehicles, or electronics in this month ahead. So in all of that, in the communications realm and with those mundane topics, you want to look at turning points in Piscean themes. So, you know, really getting in there and uncovering things that are hidden within yourself or buried from the past or have past life connections or karmic balance in the mix and turning the corner with that in this month ahead. You want to look at, are there messages that are being trying to come through to you, through your dreams, through signs, through, you know, that veil between worlds? And is it time to talk about that or hear those signs and act, make choices based on them? You want to really apply your spiritual practices to this time period. Meditate on these choices you're making. Pray about them. You may have some psychic, you know, moments where you just know something's going to happen and it's going to be very strong. This can be about healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals in this month ahead and making choices or hearing about, you know, maybe a brother or sister's going in for a procedure in a hospital, or maybe, you know, there's some healing to do between you and a neighbor, or maybe there's that talk to have for your own self about how to heal yourself or to have a procedure done and you want to get in and talk about that. Research and development and what you can do to further your direction through the talks and choices that you're making there. If you are interested in anything artistic, Capricorn, it can be a really profound month ahead to get into the right meetings and interviews and auditions and talks and offers and agreements and sales about art and film and music and poetry and all of that. And in your romantic life, whether this is about, you know, making a decision to have a romantic getaway with somebody in these next 30 days, or it's about a clandestine romance that's going on, really making some choices here or having talks about it. There's a corner being turned in this month ahead around what's going on with that. So all these Piscean themes are playing into your communication realm and into what's going on in your mundane realm, and really important time frame for what's going to play out in your life up ahead for what you do in this 30 days ahead. And key days that stand out: Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, Friday and Saturday the 11th and 12th of March. When we look at this full moon in the week ahead on Monday the 22nd, it is going to bring something to a big climax for Capricorn in the higher-minded arena. So something's finally ending, wrapping up, or you're celebrating and achieving, and it's coming through in the legal realm with the travel plan or someone at a distance, with educational pursuits, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing interests, with a wedding plan, or with anything in the religious or political realm. So you want to kind of work towards what you'd like to see, you know, finally achieved in the next few days by Monday the 22nd, or you want to wrap up what's been going on there so you're ready for the next chapter. And when I talk about the really positive talks, meetings, agreements, offers, decisions, interviews, and all that that can happen in this week ahead on Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th, for Capricorn, really favors you making money, So if you need to pitch an idea that's about making money or sign an agreement for a job or interview or talk or meet about income possibilities, those 2 days are definitely positive. It can also favor what you're doing with your possessions or any purchases you're making. So again, meeting, talking, making decisions, fielding offers on those 2 days stand out. For Aquarius, okay, all this Piscean energy in the next 30 days, starting on Friday the 19th of February, is going to ask you guys to show up and get more involved in what's going on with your income, what's going on with your possessions, and what's going on with your purchases. And it's also very much asking you to look at how you value yourself, what you value in life, and what you're doing about it. So you want to take it real seriously, because the things you do in the next 30 days have the potential to take that stuff further than you've been able to take it so far in your life up to this point. And you want to look at Piscean themes when it comes to your income and purchases and possessions and values. So is there something hidden or buried or past life or karmic in the mix? Is there something that you need to do about research and development to further these areas? Is there something tied in with healing or hospitals or addictions? Is there something tied in with art, film, music, poetry, dance? Is there something in the spiritual, meditation, yoga, magic, or psychic arenas? Or is there something tied in with a romantic getaway or your clandestine romance and what's happening there that is impacting feeling valued or what you're doing with your possessions or purchases or income? So apply those Piscean themes, show up, get involved, move forward, and in the 30 days ahead, the days that are key days are Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, and Friday, Saturday the 11th and 12th of March. When we look at this full moon in the week ahead, on Monday the 22nd of February, something is reaching a climactic high point for Aquarius in the outside financial realm, not so much the income, but something coming to a peak with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, insurance, commissions, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, partners' money. So there is some kind of big celebration and achievement there, or you're wrapping something up or marking an ending. Maybe you're paying off the loan or putting the debt behind you. So you want to work towards whatever that financial goal is over the days leading up to this. And if it's not financial for you, or maybe there is some financial, but there's also another side to this for Aquarius, the personal side, which means you can also be seeing some kind of big escalation and climactic high point in your sex life, or with a reproductive need, with a divorce, or a mortality issue. And so in one of those areas, you can finally be wrapping something up or celebrating and achieving something that you've been going for. And it can also play out with third-party scenarios, triangles of some sort. So if you've been trying to get, you know, the investor together with the banker and you, or the clients and your partner and you, or if there's a romantic triangle playing out, I mean, whatever the third-party situation, you can be reaching some kind of ending to that or celebrating the achievement with that at this full moon on the 22nd. And then when I talk about these positive communication days in the week ahead, on the 24th, Wednesday the 24th, Thursday the 25th of February, Aquarius, this is in your sign. So, you know, if you want to show up and meet with somebody, talk with somebody, make sales, sign agreements, pitch ideas, interview, audition, write, you know, anything that is about what you want or highlighting you, your brand, your image, your name, your title, or your goals, really favorable days for you, and ties very solidly into something kind of opening up around your aspirations or your original projects, or something that can be good for you online or with friends or groups or associates or gatherings of some sort, or even in charities or astrology, favorable as well. All right, for Pisces. Pisces, like I said with Virgo, I mean, this is you two have the most intense of everybody's intensity, because it can be so life-changing what you can evolve to in this month ahead. It starts on Friday the 19th, tomorrow if you're listening live. And so February 19th and over the next 30 days, one of the most powerful Piscean cycles that we have ever experienced. And so this is about you and who you are and where you're evolving to, Pisces. And so you really want to look at getting serious about anything that is hidden or buried within you or from you, and any kind of past life things that are tying you up or that need to be addressed, or any karmic rebalancing between you and others. You need to look at any information that may be coming to you through dreams, or that veil between worlds through your ancestors, or through signs that you're getting from the higher powers. You need to look at where you are in your spirituality and getting reconnected to your meditation and yoga. Pay attention to your psychic abilities and intuition and magical qualities in this month ahead. You need to look at if there is anything you want to do involving healing or facing addictions or getting into a hospital and having a procedure done or working within a hospital environment. You want to look at research and development that can help you further what you want for your life. You want to look at your artistic muse side of your life. And where are you? Do you need to take yourself more seriously with your painting and film and music and poetry and dance and sculpture and, you know, whatever the art side of your life, you know, muse side of your life is? Where do you want to take that to the next level? And you want to look at your romantic side of your life that is private or secret or karmic. You want to look at romantic getaways and clandestine romances and romances that tie so strongly into past life karmic balancing and hidden or buried issues that have been going on for you up to this point in your life, and where you'd like to take that moving forward. And you also want to look at this 30 days as, you know, recharging yourself through sleep and rest and recuperation, and taking the time privately to figure out what it is you want. And so for Pisces, you know, very profound time to set your personal goals and intentions, to pay attention to your body and start to take it into the level you want it to be, to look at your brand and developing that, to look at your name or title and where you want to go with that, and set these goals and put yourself out there and show up. And, you know, the whole 30 days is just supercharged for you guys. And I mean, I really feel like if you can hone in on what this is that you really want, just take all the externals away from yourself and only focus on what it is that you really feel strongly for in your heart and soul and what you want, that the things you set in motion in this month ahead could really be life-changing. And, you know, the days that stand out as for everybody, Sunday the 28th of February, Sunday the 6th of March, Tuesday the 8th of March, and Friday and Saturday the 11th and 12th of March. So you want to apply healing and releasing, and you also want to apply recharging and artistic and romantic and spiritual alignment and research and development that can propel you forward. And when we look at this full moon that's happening in the week ahead on Monday the 22nd of February, this is bringing some kind of climactic high point with at least one key relationship in your life or the relationship part of your life. And so this can be a big ending, or it can be wrapping up something you've been involved with this person, or it can be a big achievement and celebration that could be going on with this person. And so when we're talking about relationships for Pisces, we're really talking about something big that can be coming to this head for you guys by the 22nd with a romantic partner or a business partner, with your client or clients, with a specialist, with an agent or an attorney or other kind of representative, or with an opponent or competitor you've been dealing with. And so whatever you're trying to wrap up or break through or achieve or celebrate, work towards that in the days leading up to this. And when I talk about this positive time where you can really have that talk or meeting or hear the news or offer or make the decision that should kind of solidify something for you in this week ahead on Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th, for Pisces, this is in the 12th house topic for you guys. So this can be about the romance, or it can be about the spiritual practice or interest, or the healing, or the hospital, or the art, film, music, dance, poetry, or some kind of muse-related artistic interest, or it can be about some kind of karmic turning point for you guys. So, you know, definitely if you need to ask for it or say it or decide it, or if you need to hear it, be in communication mode. All of this links very solidly to reaching a goal or setting a goal, or what's going on via an authority type in the mix, so with the boss or the judge or the mentor or the parent or teacher, whoever that person might be, or can very solidly link to something long-term with the career direction. So again, if there's something you're doing, you know, that you want to get into a talk or make a sale or make a decision or sign agreements in the artistic realm tied to career, or healing hospital realm tied to career, research development tied to career, spiritual practices tied to career, all of this could be very favorable as well. So, wow, that was just like a lot, right? And I'm going to write very intensely about this in the monthly, March monthly. It's just, there's more even to it than what I've shared tonight, but there's only so much time I can talk to everybody. And so look for that at the end of the month. But I hope the week ahead really starts to put you on the path to this profound opportunity that is going to be unfolding for everyone. And it's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I will be back next week, same time. Have a blessed week.